Hello, everyone, and welcome to the episode 39 of the Offline TV Podcast. Joined with me is Sidion, Masayoshi, and I am Shonik. And today we'll be talking about...
What are we talking about?
Anything we want to talk about. Do you want to talk about your first topic?
No, yes. It was a joke. It was a poor joke that you guys are now committing way too...
Well, it's related because I'm growing out my hair.
Kim Kardashian got a buzz cut.
Okay, but
and everybody's really excited about it for whatever reason.
It's Why are you excited about it?
You know
it,
when you like swipe on your phone and it brings you to the news portion, the news widget? It's in the first widget. Never in a million years did we think we'd see Kim Kardashian with a commando style buzz cut. That's now, like you, top news story.
Can you give a controversial take on it? I also want to see it.
My controversial take is, why does anyone give a fuck?
People care too much about everything.
She looks like what's her name from Orange is the New Black.
Wait, I don't even recognize her.
Yeah,
I don't recognize her at all.
She also kind of looks like it's the girl from Orange is the New Black that was also in that 70s show.
She looks like my cafeteria lady from elementary school.
Oh, okay. She wouldn't want to know that, I don't think.
That's okay. She'll never know.
I never watched Orange is the New Black, but I think
it's besides the point. Yeah. So that's, everybody's talking about that. And I don't know why.
Well, that was boring.
I'm kidding. That's awesome.
Also, Sean didn't intro me, but I'm feeling sick. So Jody's going to take my seat today.
Oh, all right.
Jody, hop in here.
Woo!
I get an applause.
Quarter Jade, welcome to the podcast. Hey, and Brofane, I'm sorry for not introducing you.
Why is there a cutting board with a knife on it next to you?
I'm saving that for later.
Okay, all right. Okay. Cool. Well, thankfully, I'm so glad Jody made it because I got a gift for us. I know everyone's been looking at these mason jars.
Yes.
But
how
I got,
did that feel on the ears?
The mason jars, for those of you that can't see it at home, they are mason jars filled with a substance that looks like water.
It is water.
But there's no way. Oh.
Four mason jars with water in it with a little space to add a nice powder in it.
To wash down.
I got us the world's most sour candy.
Oh, I'm
Wait, guys,
in.
I gotta go.
Anything candy, I will eat. I do not care. I will eat it.
No.
We'll just do it real quick.
Wait, you can't, Howard.
I don't want to be on the podcast with John anymore. Last time, I smelled smelling salts and I fucking left my body. And this time, I have to have the world's most sour candy. Like, I don't want to be here with him.
Smelling salts almost assassinated us, to be fair. That was, like, pretty rough. But
she's so ungrateful. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Just really quick, okay?
Is, like, hot chip, though, John. And we just can't talk for the rest of the podcast. And we just end it here. And it's just the shortest episode ever filmed.
No. So, the water's for... It washes down the sourness, so like apparently doesn't linger if it's too much for you.
I started salivating already.
Well, I'm salivating, but in like a good way. Like
one,
I'm hype.
One pack for you. This is not sponsored, by the way. I just like...
There's a skull. There's a skull on the packaging, John.
We all have skulls. You have a skull. I have a skull. John has a skull. Jody has a skull. All
she right.
doesn't have... Oh, Jody doesn't need to drink this. She doesn't have one.
No, it's okay. It's perfect because... So the rules are... Pop three gummies.
Three?
Suck for 30 seconds without making a face. Spit out or chew, plus swallow gummies.
Let's swallow. Like, let's do this the real way.
Rule number four. To clean mouth and teeth, swish neutralizer in mouth for 10 seconds, then swallow or spit out.
So this isn't water.
It is.
Oh, this is the neutral. What is it?
No, you don't want to know it.
I want to know it. What is it?
It's like a self-promo thing. It's like a promo thing and like it's just not sponsored. I'm just like, you know.
I thought it was like, there's a chance you die. Like the one.
No.
It's like download this app.
That's number six. All right.
To be the biggest child ever. Can you open this for me?
You are the biggest child ever.
I'll start pouring your neutralizer powder and get this out of the way.
Wait, they're giving us sour Okay, so we got sour gummies. We have neutralizing that looks like snow.
I will say, when I saw John's clip of him doing this, his right eye just twitched, like slowed.
Okay, how's everyone's like a sour...
Not good.
Tolerance.
I'm the best.
Not good at all.
So mine's the worst.
If a sour cobra bit into me and the venom just went through my veins, I could handle it.
Oh, it doesn't smell like anything.
I probably will twitch though, but I enjoy that.
I'm probably the same as Sydney. Like, Can you have warheads?
Yeah.
I can, but like it's not enjoyable. It's not this doesn't fuel me the way that spice fuels me, you know?
It feels like a battery in my mouth. It feels like I'm swishing around like a battery and like my mouth just hates it.
That's my favorite flavor. Battery acid.
I have to put three in my mouth?
Yes. Well, and I have a strategy.
Pop three.
To make sure we do it right because I follow the image, even though it doesn't say in the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking is we pop one here, in the back of our tooth, one here, and then one in the center. So really, like,
can't escape it.
You can't escape it.
Like, trapped in the labyrinth.
It's just there, you know?
These gummies are so sticky.
Yeah, this looks so unfun.
What does it smell like, you guys?
It doesn't smell like anything. I was actually really surprised.
Yeah, that's why there's no scent. There's no scent.
There's no scent. Like, the slightest hint of something familiar, but not something that I can name.
Does poison, like, from Romeo and Juliet have a scent, though?
All right, so
I think some poisons do have a scent.
All right. Let me open this up.
Hey, can I get a sniff of that?
This is upsetting.
Of the neutralizer or the candy?
Yeah, what if you guys just have long COVID and you can't smell anything?
No, I can smell. If it's this close, I can smell it.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
My sense of smell is just weak in general, but I could smell if it's this close.
I don't know what it smells like.
I did have blue pizza in my room for a month, and everyone in my house thought an animal died in my room, and I couldn't smell it. But I think I just got used to it.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you do that?
No, I just sticky finger. Wait.
Okay, so I'm going to take out three.
Wait, not to sound like an absolute little pussy bitch.
Uh-huh.
Hey, none of those in this house.
Hold on. Uh-huh. I bit the fuck out of my cheek yesterday. You guys were there. You remember.
Oh, I remember that.
Wait, I wasn't there.
You were so much more sympathetic than I was. We both had an O, but mine was like, and yours was like, oh.
You should see the inside of my mouth. I'll take two of those, and I'll put one in the middle and the right side, but I'm not putting it.
Okay. All right, I wouldn't say that's pussy bitch.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
I say it's very fair.
We'll do one at a time.
One at a time. Okay.
It's just for
City
the
City first.
it's just content magic. You know, we got to get the reaction.
Okay. Well, the middle cam's on, so I think Sean should
start. Oh, look at that. It switched to the number three camera. That's
Jason.
Crazy.
That's insane. Oh, also, I didn't switch it for you. I just poured the powder in.
Wait, I feel like this has to be ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake this. Okay. That sounds kind of cool.
30 seconds.
This shit better work.
Wait, why do mason jars open like this?
I don't know. It's really obnoxious. Am I really like...
What? Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, before you do this, you represent our entire house. So like, try to not react.
Okay. The game is to not react.
30 seconds.
Timer. It'd be so funny if like Sydney does it and then the rest of us just go on with the podcast.
That would be so funny.
That'd be so funny.
I know.
She didn't like that joke. All right. I have this 30-second timer ready for you.
Okay. Is this going to upset my tummy?
No.
John, you can technically spit it out. It said 30 seconds. Like, suck on it for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Don't make a face.
John would take into account that you have IBS. Like, John cares about you. He would not give you that without knowing.
Okay. Okay.
Ready? I have so much saliva.
That's gonna help.
If you want to spit it out, I'll give you.
Wait, flip it so there. She can read the rules.
I started the timer late. My bad.
Fuck you.
Not that bad.
You already lost.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you did. I can't believe you represent our house poorly.
Did it taste good though?
It feels like your face
like your top of your head is like vibrating.
How's your head shrinking? Your body just shrink.
This is not the worst thing I've ever done. My eyes are watering, but that doesn't mean anything.
You can spit it out. That was the 30-second timer, by the way.
I can swallow this.
Well, your stomach.
She eats spicy food.
She's chewing. Oh.
Don't chew it.
Don't chew it? We got to chew it.
Is it hard or is it sticky? It looks like it's going to be so sticky.
If it's in our mouth, I feel like it's just going to be soft.
But if it's like...
Just spit it out. You spin the box.
Don't spit it out, Sydney. You represent our home.
Just have a really fragile ego at this point.
I do.
I'm so excited.
I kind of don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, let's just talk about
that. Yeah, yeah.
So that was not the
next
thing
talking
ever
point was magic fruit.
Not the worst thing.
Sad face
done
emoji.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Let's eat six.
I only have three.
You
can have the rest of mine.
Dude, I would be afraid of my tummy.
We don't have to swallow it. Did you swallow it?
I swallowed it.
Oh, we have to swallow it. I'm going to chew it too because you chewed it. All
right. Chewing it is the worst part.
Why?
Because you chew it and then, well, I chewed all three at the same time. Like I lined them up perfectly with my teeth. And it was like I had just put it back in my mouth again for the first time.
Okay, so we're just going to chew it off the rip.
Can I begin?
There's like a coating in my mouth.
Oh my.
I think Sean's going to handle this like a champ.
I'll just chew on it. Sucking sounds like it doesn't do anything. Wait, you're going strong on this.
Yeah, I think this is not going to bother him.
Dude, it feels like there's no...
Hang in there. I know. It's the worst part. Hang in there.
It feels like there's no flavoring in this. It just
you can do
it
once. You can do it. You're going through war right now.
Three, it's really sour.
Two, one.
That tastes good. This
yeah,
so
I
kind of
liked it. I kind of liked it.
That tastes good?
It actually tastes good. It tastes like berry acid.
You freak.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's do some dancing.
And now if I had to pick someone to handle it the worst,
yeah,
it's going to be him.
I'm out.
It's not hard.
Time.
Oh, what?
I can't.
Wait, this scares me.
I don't know. What's your tolerance like? Like, whoa. It was, like, not
the, like,
great.
The solution you drink is, like...
Ooh. He said time, like, 15 seconds early. Yeah, I don't want to drink that. Like, I don't need it. Okay.
I also don't get what this is.
So...
Oh, my God.
It's not the worst thing in the world, but I think John is a special case when it comes to basically anything that goes on
super
his tongue.
Super sensitive
so,
to taste, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sour.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
My
I was sweating
get
a little bit
into
too.
My wound.
Okay, so spoiler alert, I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't seem like it, but okay.
Well, no, so this one was way more sour.
Yeah, that was really sour.
It was pretty sour.
That one was way more sour than the one I had. Like as soon as I just bit, it got stuck to my tooth and my whole tongue just shrunk into this little like tic-tac and then just like it tastes like vomit to me.
Yeah, yeah,
the
bite is
acid.
Bad. Yeah.
It tastes like actual vomit. And I was just...
Well, I could tell it's sour because like I love sour, so I can handle sour really well. But like my body right now is like hotter because I don't know. It's just like reacting like, oh, whoa, what was that? And my body's like, should we throw it up? I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, would you eat a battery? You find it on the ground. Like, what's going on?
I started sweating almost immediately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you gonna try it?
I'm getting mixed signals. You're telling me it tastes good, and then you tell me it tastes like vomit.
Well, so, good vomit. It tastes
literally,
like energy.
What?
I have a gross coating in my mouth right now.
Thomas Edison, what he invented, that's what it tastes like.
Like, okay, I have an open wound in my mouth. Is this going to, like, ruin my day?
I feel like this
be
would
honest with
ruin
me.
It more.
Yeah, this
I
tastes
don't think you need this,
this tastes
though.
Terrible.
I don't know
I would
what's
just
in
put
this.
One in your mouth on the other side.
Yeah.
All right, that I'm down for. But if it spreads, I'm gonna be really sad.
Do you need the box?
We'll let you murder one of us three.
Sticky. This looks like a Jolly Rancher.
Good catch.
This is really the most chaotic podcast I've ever been on.
We haven't even talked about anything.
My bad.
No, but you guys hear about Kim Kardashian's buzz cut?
Oh my God,
right.
Have
we
you
did
seen
talk
it?
About the news.
Have you seen it?
In my mind, I'm like, oh, this will be like 5 minutes if we go straight into the podcast.
I'm scared. I don't know. Okay, I can always spit it out.
Yeah. We will mimic Jody's face.
Do I chew it?
If it's not strong enough, chew it.
It tastes like a warhead.
Honestly, it's better than a warhead, though.
No, it tastes like... I mean, it tastes bad.
Like energy,
if you want to spit out in the box.
No, I don't need to spit it out. And not sour.
What it's a just, Chad.
It's just gross.
Yeah. And then it leaves a really gross coating in your mouth.
I'm going to chew in the mic.
Oh, okay.
For all the viewers out there.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm sure you like that.
Wait, none of you had to spit it out, really?
No, it's really, like, that was, I would say a Warhead was more sour.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
I've had more sour candy than
that. I've had more sour candy, for sure. That was like, I could have another one.
For me, Warheads don't last, Warheads for me last like 3 seconds. This lasts like a good like 15 seconds. That's why I kind of like this one more.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten past a Warhead, but I don't know if I can get past that.
This tastes like super generic like energy drink, but like it's like every energy drink has to have a foundation. It like uses these cubes to make the foundation, and then they add whatever they do to make their like recipe.
Maybe I had to have three because that was actually nothing.
Yeah, that could have been it too.
John,
it's okay.
That
John,
drained me.
I think you're super masculine.
I think we are going to crown you pussy bitch of the household.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please clap.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I liked Kim K's buzz cut. She looked hot.
Right? Yeah. I think it looks good.
Yeah, she looks good.
I don't know why it made news, though.
That's what I'm saying. Why are we all talking about this?
I think it's because it's her.
We're bored.
Fair.
First general topic I see is magical fruit.
What does that mean? Why? And
there's a frowny
emoji on it.
Okay, well, the first thing I thought of before reading the line under magical fruit was, I've seen the live action One Piece show, and in that they eat a magical fruit and they all get powers.
They do.
And it's ironic because once they eat this magical fruit, also, if I'm spoiling this, doesn't really matter because One Piece has been out for so long that it's okay for me to spoil it. But once you eat this magical fruit, you get a power, random power. You could get the worst power in the world or you could get the best power in the world.
Uh-huh.
But you cannot swim.
Yes.
But it's ironic because they're pirates.
Yes.
And they're like out in the ocean.
Yeah, that's
and
why
they're looking
that's
for
how
the grand
them.
Line.
Yeah.
To find the one piece.
What the hell are we talking about?
I disassociated.
Were you
there? No. No. Hey, we watched it without Jody, Lily, and John, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just us.
Well, it's like
a new
live
action
so
One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's these special fruits. That's why Luffy is all stretchy. If you didn't know, he's stretchy. He eats fruit and then but then like it's RNG, so you could get a really shitty power. Like kind of like in
like your nose is running
where you have like the quirks in My Hero. It's like
got it.
Well, you could be All Might, but you also could like fart hot dogs. Well, I didn't realize that was going to be such a hit with you guys.
That's awesome.
Well, you just listed two pro superpowers. You're supposed to list a con to like contrast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, when I first saw magic fruit, I assumed that we were talking about John's fruit. I don't know if we still have the moldy one in here to show the pot. Oh, okay.
I tossed the bin. I was like, it's not going to.
No, we're not. There's
washing,
no saving
washing that. I'm just going to see the mold in it permanently.
Yeah, that was gross.
But I bought new bins just in case to replace it. Feel free to use.
Okay. I look. He was worried that we were gonna get like food poisoning.
Yeah,
because
too.
Like that's a fruit that like my ancestors have probably never eaten, and so like my body interacting was just like.
Context: the fruit is called Monstera Deliciosa. It's a fruit. I don't know where it's from. I saw it on a YouTube short of a girl eating it, and she's like, "Oh, it's ripening," and she opens it. She's like, "Wow, it tastes like strawberry. It tastes like coconut. It tastes like banana." Tastes like candy and like all these. I'm like, whoa, that sounds sick. And she's like, yeah, just make sure it's ripe because if you don't eat it when it's ripe, it'll feel like there's needles in your throat. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. And I go on a pre-order 6 months ago. I forgot about it. I forgot I bought it. A box comes in and there's just like hay in it. I'm like, did someone just ship us an animal? Like what's in this? And I open it up and I just see like a little fruit just like sitting in there. And there's like three.
Do you think like not many of that fruit is grown? Or you think it's like really, really popular in like one area?
I have no idea. I didn't look up any history on it. I just heard like it's a toxic fruit, but tastes like candy. I'm like, I'm in.
When you showed it to me, it looked like moldy corn that like became, like it evolved so much that it like kills all predators.
Yeah, it's like a bunch. It's like hexagons, like like coating it. And then once it ripens, the hexagons like just fall off. You literally just tap the fruit and they just like fall off. That's the ripe part. You eat that. And then like, what she did was like she tapped it, ate the top part, and like put it in her cabinet. She's like, I can't wait to eat more tomorrow. I'm like, that's so weird.
Something in me, like innately, when I saw that fruit, was like, don't eat that. Like I literally, my first instinct was like, oh, I'm not supposed to eat this. I'm not supposed to eat this. And it took me so long to take a bite because my whole nature was like, this is gonna kill me. And I thought it was the most disgusting fruit I've probably ever had.
Yeah, even when I ate it, like it tasted good to me. But I was so scared eating, like I'm paranoid the whole time.
Yeah.
That I'm like constantly checking on myself. I'm like, is my throat fine? Why are my lips stinging? Why are my lips hot? But like, it didn't feel worth it. But I'm glad I tried it.
I will say, I like watched John eat it, and I didn't like wait very long to eat it after. So it would have been really scary if like John died. Like John ate it, and I was like 5 seconds like, oh, let me try some. No, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It tasted like good. I wouldn't like go out of my way to like get it, but I would like, if it was at a party.
Yeah.
I would eat it.
And so I was like, yo, we got Monstera.
I'm like, oh my God, John showed me this. I would try it.
To me, it tasted like Runtz, like the candy that you had when you were a kid, and it's like all of the fruit flavors in a packet, and they're like super artificial tasting.
This is really gross, but the only time I ever ate Runtz was my mom used to take me to the bank. And you know like those candy machines, like they have candy there probably for like 20 years, and you get a quarter from the bank, and you get Runtz. But I always threw the banana ones away, so it's like one fifth of them you don't even like.
Yeah, the banana ones were gross. I don't blame you. And so were the, so was the candy from those things. Yeah. Literally disgusting.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't die.
We were children, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're super stale and they're like cracking a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
They've been in sunlight. Yeah.
Can you describe the taste of the fruit?
It tasted like artificial coconut banana strawberry mix.
That is true. It was like a little artificial.
Yeah,
it was
super like that. Artificial.
That's funny. To me, it tasted like banana pineapple, but like watered down banana pineapple.
The most like, it tasted the most like pineapple to me. If I had to pick like one of those fruits, the most, I was like, oh, there's for sure pineapple in here.
But how is it that this is all tasting different to us? We all crazy. Have a different experience.
I primarily got coconut. Fruit. I got like coconut pineapple.
Mine was like coconut powered with like banana. Now that you say pineapple, I'm like, yeah, it definitely did taste like pineapple, but mostly coconut.
Yeah, I was like a blue and black dress kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm with you. I didn't taste coconut.
I did not taste
we'll
coconut.
Have to get another one.
I hate coconut.
No,
if I
we
could
don't
taste
have to do
it.
That.
Yeah, we need another one.
6 months from
like
now.
6 months. Okay. Yeah.
6 months from now. All right.
Oh, good.
I had a more ripened one on my stream, and it was like super ripe. Like, it was like a little too old at the top. I had to like eat the bottom part.
It's weird
I forgot about it. And it tasted more like strawberry.
It's weird to me though that that fruit, it feels like you have to wait for it to like not be ripe and then you eat it. Or like it's it has like a protective layer and you have to wait for it to die before you eat it.
Wait, yeah. Like it needs to oxidize and just like die off so it doesn't poison you.
The texture was also horrible. I don't think we talked about that part
banana,
yet. But it was,
banana texture.
Yeah, but it was like the mushiest banana you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
Gross. Mushy.
I know. I was just really hoping that because Sean was talking at the same time, no one was going to hear the fact that I said mushy weird.
I'm sorry. I heard it.
Okay. I think your lisp is cool.
Sean has been doing nothing but attacking me today. He made fun of my bangs. He doesn't know.
Sean! Okay.
I know.
As a guy, so I'm growing out my hair.
Okay.
And like, I'm going for like pirate core.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Johnny Depp. I just watched Pirates of the Caribbean with you guys for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inspired. Okay. Sydney comes in, she's like, something fringe bangs. I'm like, oh, like fringe bangs. Like fringe to me sounds like messy, like unorganized, but like cool. Like, you know when John does his hair?
That
like
is
messy
not how you said it.
Okay.
He was like, so like, what are fringe bangs? They're like, as I'm like styling my fringe bangs, he goes, so what? They're like uneven and messy.
But like in a cool way, like bedhead.
Sydney doesn't even have fringe bangs right now.
Well, no, because they were fringe and I moved them to be curtain because of this fucker.
Wait, can you?
What, Sean?
Don't let me make you guys insecure. I think it's cool. Like,
there's many styles of fringe bangs. Basically,
like
fringe bangs
head.
Is just when bangs sit right here on top of your forehead. That's it.
Oh.
No
oh.
spread.
Straight down.
They could be super thick. They could be messy. They could be
thin. If you
thin,
have like
they could be
a
wispy.
Bowl cut perfectly here, is that fringe bangs?
Does the bulk is are they bangs or is it just the entire thing is a bowl cut?
Sounds like they're connected
expand?
To the bowl.
Yeah.
Okay,
in which case, no.
Let's say there's an opening here, though.
I guess
that's fringe bangs still.
Dude, just imagine bangs.
I think the
hair
from
like
Chicken
over
Run.
That like right here, they go over your forehead. They cover your forehead in some way, shape, or form, but they're like continuous.
Uh-huh.
That's fringe bangs, but they come in different styles.
Like messy bedhead.
Yeah, there could be messy, wispy, thick, whatever fringe. Sydney right now has curtain bangs in case anyone's curious.
Curtain
I was bangs. Curious.
So,
yeah, I've learned a lot.
Curtain bangs make sense to me.
Yeah.
This is like a curtain.
I have curtain bangs.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes
John sense. Has like maybe like a little bit of fringe bang going on, but not really because he doesn't have bangs. But you know what I mean? Like that
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, he's like almost fringe bangs.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about hair today.
Yeah. Who else's hair is exciting?
Who else's hair is exciting?
Yeah.
Okay. Who has exciting hair?
Can't Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, you know what?
It's a banger.
That goes pretty hard.
This is like soft serve ice cream.
It is.
Wait, what is... Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Oh. Coma.
What?
Jail.
I would get so buff in jail.
Same. Oh. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm like 5 years, I'm going to be so bored. I'm just going to be doing fitness the whole time and just...
If I could learn a trade in jail, like if I went to a good jail where they like try and rehabilitate you.
Oh, the Beverly Hills
jail. I'm in. But if they're not, like if I'm in a bad jail.
I'm assuming
where
it's
they
a
like
regular
treat
jail.
Me horribly and they don't give me ways to rehabilitate, which I would say is most jails in the United States of America. I would not want to be in jail and I would rather be in a coma.
I heard some jails teach their, like the prisoners how to code. I was like, that's such a useful like skill to teach them.
Yeah. Or they have like yoga or like all sorts of other stuff. There's also the chance that I wake up from my coma knowing another language or like I can play an instrument or something like that. So I'm willing to take that chance.
What's the percentage of that?
Probably super low. Okay.
That's but, just like a superpower unlocked. Like, wait, I always knew Spanish. Well, I've heard of that though.
Yeah. Like you can wake up from a coma just like having learned something entirely new.
Wait, that's crazy.
And I think that sounds pretty cool. Probably wouldn't happen, but at least I'm just like not conscious for 10 years.
That makes me think that we're just like, we are in a simulation though, but we're not in a simulation.
Yeah. And then like the programmer was like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'll give Sydney some piano skills.
But it's like, we all already know the languages.
Huh?
Like, that's why when you're in a coma and you wake up, you, like, know Spanish. But you've known it all along.
I lost.
you're cooking. I understood what you were saying.
She gets it.
I did not get it. Oh, the next one's fun. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you? Are we talking, like, Superman? Or are we talking, like, I got saved from a fire... And I threw up on my firefighter.
Maybe it's up to interpretation.
I threw up on my mom before.
Oh, your mom's your hero?
That was really sweet.
Yeah.
My mom's never thrown up on me, though.
Okay.
So
you'd rather throw up on your hero?
Yeah. She's cool with it. She's like, oh, that sucks, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to think who my hero would be. If not parents, it would be... You go, Sydney.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take it. Usually when I hear hero, I think of like Superman. So if Superman saved me, I was like falling from a skyscraper and he came and he swooped me up, I'd rather puke on him, because if he puked on me, I'd be like, why the fuck are you puking? Because like, you're Superman, you know what I mean?
His puke might also kill you.
That's
you
true. Like, he might That's super so true. It's like acid puke. Yeah, I'd rather puke on my hero, I think. And if I was like about to die, I think everybody would understand me puking afterwards.
There.
No one understands Superman puking. So I think that would be weird.
Yeah, I think he's dying because I'm like, I'm thinking he's immune to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably just ate that fruit though, but it was like not ripe.
You gotta wait, man. So I'm patient.
I think if it wasn't my parents, I'd be okay throwing up on Leonardo the turtle. And then like, he's my hero, but I'm like, sorry, dude.
I'd be okay with that too, yeah. It is what it is.
I let Michael Cera throw up on me. Is that the guy from Superbad Juno? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just wanted to double check.
Michael Cera is also my hero. I agree.
So would you let him puke on you?
I'd let him puke on me, but I wouldn't want to puke on him.
I would not want to puke
on him. He's a special case, though. I agree with that.
Like, you don't want them to like look down on you.
Yeah, I don't want Michael Cera to be like, oh, this bitch is weird. Yeah. So...
Like, he wouldn't get mad, but he's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. He would never hang out again.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I gotta go clean this up.
I don't want to do that. I feel like I've seen in so many, like, movies and TVs, you know when, like, people are, like, hooking up and then they just, like, vomit on each other? That's, like, one of my biggest fears. Like, what if you're just kissing someone and then you just vomit on them?
The thing, I'm like, I feel like I would have it, I would know it's coming. Like, I'd be like...
Well, that's not how I feel too. But it happens so often in in movies that I'm like, it must be an experience for people to do this.
I feel that's if you're like really nervous, really anxious, you would throw up.
I feel like I've always known. Like, I'll be in bed and I'll be like, I'm gonna peek in 5 seconds. And I start like fast walking to my bathroom.
That's true.
Like, I just feel the smallest amount of saliva coming, I'm like, that's
And you know, yeah.
Yeah, I would say I always know. It's never a surprise. Like, I tell you guys, like, whenever we go to parties, tell you guys, like, a solid 10 minutes in advance, like, guys, find the bathroom. Tell me if there's a line. Please bring me a bag. I'm not going to be able to move. And if I can, I'm going to sprint to the bathroom.
Yeah, you have good comms when you're about to vomit.
Yeah.
Very good comms.
Very good comms.
And then, like, if I, like, throw up in front of you guys, I'm like, oh, trust me, like, I'm going to throw up right now. It's not that big of a deal. I like throw up. But if you guys see me, like, run into the forest, it's bad. I'm going to, like, projectile vomit. So I'm just like, you guys don't want to see this. So I, like, sprint away. I've just learned to accept. I either throw up now or I just feel bad for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I wish I could puke like that, because it's always like, I'll tell Jody, I'm like, oh my god, I feel like shit, like I feel so bad, like I'm gonna puke, and she's like, just puke, and I'm like, I can't, like I'm not like you guys, like you guys are champs. You will go, like Sean will be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go puke. He goes to the bathroom for like 5 minutes, comes back, and is like, what's up, like I feel great. I'm like, that is so not me. When I go puke, it is like always projectile. It's always really aggressive. There's like stuff coming out of my nose. I'm crying. I'm sweating. Like, I don't ever just like pretty puke and then go back to party. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that I could though, because sometimes it's all I need.
It's probably better you don't though, because like when I come back, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's keep partying. Then I like drink again. I'm like, oh, I have to throw up again. Like my body's like, dude, we just went over this. Like obviously you're drinking poison. Like we're gonna do this again. I'm like, yeah.
That's fair.
I'm the same as Sean. Like, I feel like a phoenix.
Mm. Rising from the ashes.
Like, no, seriously. Like, I'm like dead for like 30 minutes. I go real quick a bit and then I come back and I'm just good as new.
John just comes out the bathroom. He's like radiant. Everyone's like, whoa.
As soon as I come out of the bathroom, I'm like, what are we doing next? Where are we going?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm so curious. Like, so when you guys puke, it literally just like comes out nicely and then you just move on?
I wouldn't say it's nice.
Not nice. But like, if I'm sick, I'll get like the nose thing that you're talking about. If not, I feel like I got good control.
I would say I'm just like probably more like shameless. Like I go into the bathroom, I kind of scope like, okay, there's like 5 people in the men's bathroom. I'm kind of like, okay, listen, like I'm going to wait till there's like 2 people. I'm just going to throw up. Everyone's going to hear me, but it's like, everyone's going to understand. Like it's not a party unless I throw up. I go into the stall, do my thing. Sometimes a guy will be like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, flush the toilet.
Wait, this is happening at parties. Like you guys are puking and then you're rallying. And yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay,
wait, I've never done seen
that.
Sean.
I've never done that. No, he doesn't drink more after. I've never seen him drink
more
after.
Oh, I've never seen you drink more after. I've
had to
party
run
after.
To a janitor at the club and be like, hey man, I need a trash can in 30 seconds. And then he's like, hands me a trash bag. And I've run to Sean and he's sitting at the table and he just pukes surrounded by, I don't know, 10 other people. And then he gets to be like, cool, all right. All right, man. But I've never seen him drink more after. Yeah. That is actually crazy.
I can drink more. It's like reset.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my worst one was the airport. Was it Vegas?
I remember.
That was so weird. I have no idea what that was.
Was that after EDC? Or was that after...
I think it was just a Vegas trip.
Vegas birthday trip.
I think
trip.
It was your birthday party.
Yeah, it was my birthday trip.
Yeah, it was just your Vegas birthday. And then...
You made John drink till he puked on your birthday?
I don't know. I felt fine in the morning, but as soon as I got in the Uber and we got to the airport, I was just pale. I puke outside of the airport. I go inside the airport. Jody's like, you're still pale. And I'm like sweating. I'm like, what's going on? I have to puke again. To the point where I legit had an escort security guard. As they asked him, like, where's your trash can? I need to puke. And he's looking at me. He's like, you're pale. Yeah, follow me. And like he's just like escorting me to the trash can. I'm going to do check-in, and then he's, like, helping me. He's like, yeah, just choose there, and then, like, I'll walk you through to the next trash can. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, it was just bad.
It sounds probably like you have, like, food poisoning or alcohol poisoning.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
It's painful, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're throwing up when you have nothing. It just hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Drink responsibly.
My favorite puke story is we went out in, like, K-Town or something like that. And we're driving home and Jody already gets like giga car sick. So before we get in the Uber, she's like, I'm just warning you guys, there is a chance that we have to pull over. And we're like, okay, we'll like ask the Uber driver. We get like not far. Like literally we're in the car for like 3 minutes and she's like, yeah, we need to pull over. So we ask the Uber driver. She gets out of the car, runs to an elementary school, pukes.
Hey, I would just like to clarify. I got dropped off in front of an elementary school. Okay,
you got dropped off in front of it.
Patch of dirt.
She's hella far. She's like, elementary school. That's where I throw up.
No, he pulls over. We're in front of an elementary school. I remember projectile vomiting and looking up. There's like a sunflower painted on the building or something.
Oh, I remember that painting. Because we drove by it later and you're like, I remember that painting.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We drive by it often. Like basically every time we go through K-Town, we drive past. And I'm like, that's where Jody puked.
Yeah, but I puked. It was a pretty puke. I got back in the car. I was good to go.
Yep.
If I'm the Uber driver and I see that, I'm like, thank God that didn't happen in my car.
Yeah. He was really cool about it too. Like, he seemed to not care at all.
Thank God.
Which was nice. Yeah.
Hey, but he's probably like better in that patch of dirt on the elementary school than my car.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just always afraid of like bringing it up because I'm like, if the Uber driver denies me here, but I want to get home so bad. But I also don't want to puke. I'm not going to puke in his car. But I'm afraid he's like, sorry, I can't drive you.
Yeah. Oh, like kicks you out.
He just kicks you out. He just cancels. He's like,
that happens all the time in Vegas. Like if you seem kind of like nauseous, the Uber driver's like, oh no, I'm not going to take you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have like horror stories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weird passengers.
Also, they're in like that, you know, like in Vegas on the strip, you're just like in traffic nonstop.
Yeah.
Like their cars are just always like, you were just moving like this.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vegas, TwitchCon is in Vegas next month.
Oh, wait, true.
How exciting. Wow.
See you guys there. I'm in a tournament.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's announced.
But He's not in a tournament.
But I think I can say I'm in a tournament. I don't know if it's announced for what game.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Yeah, it's going to be my first LAN in front of people.
Fun. You'll have to let us know when. So
are you
can
good
come
at
watch.
This game?
Average, not compared to the other players.
Okay,
this makes me really. I'm like, what?
I know.
Game
I want to know.
Not good at. He's average.
I
at
feel
it.
Like I.
I know. I also.
I feel like I know.
Wait, I feel like I have to gauge the skill. How good would you say you are at Mario Kart? Like average.
John is above average for sure.
No, but I need to hear John's perception so I know like the level.
Okay, that one's different. I would say I'm average at that, but like that's a.
You're average at Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Okay. Say you're average.
He's gonna roll up. It's gonna be a League of Legends. He's just challenging.
He's just challenging up these kindergartners.
In rank level, like say Valorant rank level, I would say I'm probably gold plat in this game, and everyone else is probably Radiant.
Okay, but what
I know what game.
But yeah, anyway,
the game you tried to make us play yesterday, but we didn't play. But I was down to play.
Slappy ball?
It's not slappy ball.
You guys play slappy ball?
I want to play.
I'm down to play slappy ball. I'm down.
Volleyball is my favorite sport, and Hamburger Helper I've never had, but it looks delicious.
I don't know if the viewers know. I have an addiction to shitty games on Steam. I literally just go to Discovery, and just look at newly uploaded multiplayer games. And to the point now my recommended is just like Slappy Ball. And like that was just a recommendation.
So if you're an indie game designer out there and you wanna like advertise your game, go to twitch.tv/MasaYoshi.
Throw it at me. Oh my god, I'll click any link.
Some of them really stick. Like you found Sean's favorite game ever.
Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball.
That
game, I have that installed to play because I missed it.
That
and
game
I'm waiting to play it.
That game has a killer soundtrack and mechanics are just competitive enough for me, but I'm like, I'm in.
The only thing is we couldn't make a private lobby. Like if we could make private lobbies because random people were joining and they're just smurfing on us.
Like, but that's also a word to the devs. Like make custom lobbies so then like all the streamer friends can play.
I don't think they update the game ever.
Yeah. It's been sitting there since 2015.
I think that was like a one and done game. Like a bunch of friends made it and like, all right, peace.
Yeah. I feel like I got it like that was like it's 6 years old or something and I don't think they've updated it for a couple.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I think it was really good.
But there's like so many other, like Chivalry 2 could be insane.
My God. Wait,
it could be the next eSport.
They have to have devs on that. Oh, that is going to be the next Among Us. If they can make Chivalry 2 like teams of 10 and you go to war like that,
ranked,
that's Among
like,
Us.
Imagine ranked BGs and like, wow, but in Chivalry 2.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Chivalry 2. There's also, if I played Chivalry 2 in VR, I would like break everything in my room.
Yeah.
It would be worth it.
That's my ideal VR experience. So I've tried VR a couple of times now and I've never enjoyed it. I thought I was going to like love Beat Saber. I ended up hating it. And like, I'm just like, oh, I want to play a game in VR. But if I play VR, I want to like pretend like I'm swinging a sword or like I'm actually shooting a bow or something like that.
You might like the Rock Bending game that came out.
Rock Band?
Rock Bending.
Rock
It's like one it's one v one rock
firebending rock bending.
Rock bending.
It's a 1v1 rock bending game, and you can only learn more rock bending by climbing your elo. So like you only learn like how to like you have to hold the controllers and you have to like twist your arm to like throw rocks at each other.
This is Broden's favorite VR game.
Yeah, so
you do like signs like element things to something.
You can like raise wall and you jiggle and you throw a rock and you move and then throw another rock like. And then when you climb ranks, you can like you can push your like after you raise the wall, you can push it at them, and then they can break it with a rock. Like it just
wait, that's so brilliant though. Like they should have all bending. Like I know that this is like a specific, but Avatar needs to make their own VR game.
Yes,
so
no,
I can
100%.
That sounds fucking lit.
Their Korra game was hot ass. I tried that, but
their what game? Horror.
Korra. Legend of Korra made a single player game, and the best part about it was the PvP. Bending. You're playing against bots, but if they made that a competitive mode, it'd be so fun.
They had a Avatar game growing up that was pretty fun. It wasn't VR, but it was. Did anybody play that?
Is this an Xbox game?
Anybody? Maybe.
I remember seeing this. Like Aang is on the cover, but I never played it.
Avatar.
I was really into like on console games. I was really into like Star Wars. Something about like deflecting bullets back and killing someone. I'm like, oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
And then like Jedis are kind of like samurai.
You would like samurai gun then. Samurai.
You piqued my interest.
It's more of a couch game. Samurai gun is.
What's a couch game?
What's on the
Halo? It's like only. Yeah. It's like LAN only.
Oh, okay.
But it's four players. Everyone has one bullet and you're in a dash. You can like dash and then you just swing each other with samurai swords. Mm-hmm. But you can deflect the bullet.
Oh.
So it's like a lot of clutch scenarios where like you're trying to swing each other and you're parrying their hit and you're trying to hit them and you try to cheese him with a bullet and then he hits the bullet back and it hits him. Like it just.
This sounds like Guns the Duel. But yeah. Like you, but more like high risk into the shot.
Yes. You remember like Towerfall?
No.
The archery game?
Oh, yeah.
It's similar to like that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So it's like, it feels similar to that except like a little faster pace.
You would like that game.
I've not heard of either of these two.
So VR, I'm similar to you where like VR is just like not there yet.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting until VR is like either deep dive or like just better.
Yeah. I like want to plug up to the network on and Black Mirror and
you know live your second life.
Live my second life.
And play Grand Theft Auto and become a pizza delivery driver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I found the cover. This was it. Did anybody play this?
That's not the one I was thinking of.
No? It was on the Wii. It was hella fun. And I'm going to be honest, don't remember what you did, but I loved it. And apparently there's a new one on the Switch.
Oh.
Yeah. Still not VR.
There's so many Switch games. I need to set up my Switch. I feel like there's so many like fun Switch games we could play.
There's a new Switch coming out, right? I feel like that was like something that got leaked.
I don't know.
Like a week ago or something.
I don't work with Nintendo.
Oh, a new Switch.
A new Switch, yeah. I remember Skara saying something like that there was a pretty credible leak about a new version of the Switch coming out. And they have photos of it. But yeah, it was just a leak. So it's a chance that it's like not real.
It would make sense though. I feel like when did the Switch come out? Like 5?
A long time ago. And the
Wild came out, which was what?
2016?
That was when we were in college, right?
Yeah.
When we were in college when it came out. I do remember. So 2016, maybe like 2017.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while, though. And the only real update that they've done to it was, like, adding the light versions of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my biggest issue with the Nintendo Switch is that, like, I have a Steam Deck now, too. Mm-hmm. And I used to play PSP. And so I've had, like, a couple different handheld devices. The Switch, for me, feels like a toy.
Yeah.
Like, I hold the Steam Deck and I'm like, oh, yes. Like, this is gonna play Elden Ring. You know what I mean? And it does. And, like, it just feels, like, hefty in my hands. When I'm touching a Switch, I feel like it's just, like, plastic that's gonna break, and I don't like the way it feels.
I like the weight of it, but yes, it feels like I could just very easily snap it.
Yeah,
but I think that's what they go for though, right?
Yeah, it's just not my style.
That DS portability.
Well, I think the Switch is also like supposed to be like a little bit weaker than like the Xbox and the PlayStation and the Steam like equivalents. Like those are more like computers.
Yeah.
I just wish they had both. Like I wish I could have like
the portable one
and then like a Nintendo, like you could put in the base and leave in there, but you could also like do mobile if you want.
I agree with that.
But it's not as much portability.
Have you guys ever played the Nintendo Switch cardboard games?
No.
Dude, that is so creative.
Yeah.
You like build stuff out of cardboard. Nintendo Labo. Yeah. That is
I'm like
cool.
Surprised that they can make something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Yeah. Cause the only Nintendo console that's out right now really is the Switch.
Yeah.
I'm like, You're saying you want like something more powerful that's well, like he wants maybe permanently docked.
You could, yeah, you could
like permanently dock. Yeah. Option. You could just buy the heavy lifting one, yes. Or like the light one.
That's what I want too, yeah. Because I want to be able to plug up like Breath of the Wild or something like that, and it look like I'm playing on a Steam Deck.
Yeah,
and then when I have my portable Switch, then it's like fine.
Do you care more about the aesthetic of like how like hefty it is?
No, I mean like kind of. It's not the most important thing, but like I like the way the Steam Deck feels.
Yeah.
Like it just feels like a fucking computer.
Yeah. And then like a portable laptop.
Yeah, the Switch just feels like a toy to me.
I would say Nintendo's quirky though. Remember when yes. you first saw like the GameCube controller for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those bones are
all over the place. Also, yeah. The N64 controller. It's like, wait, you're supposed to just have three hands. Like, how would you hold this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know, like, from a new generation's perspective on the N64 controller, like, if they think it's a meme.
That does not make sense. Like, yeah. Even when I unpackaged, I'm like, wait, what?
It's never made sense.
Like, it's like a. Looks like two people are supposed to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there were games like that though, right?
I like almost never use the D-pad on the left. I always use the joystick and then my other hand's on the...
You're right, yeah.
But I never like questioned it. As a kid, I was like so young that I'm like, oh, I guess that's just how controllers are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there wasn't a lot of controllers, right?
Oh. Yeah. I wish there was... I mean, maybe there is a way. I actually am curious to know like new generations' like perspective on everything. Like what did they like in a video game? What are they like in like movies? What are they like in like how many similarities mm-hmm. we have when we were kids?
Because mm-hmm.
they have like so much information now.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, like Facebook just came out.
Yeah.
YouTube was just like fresh. It was just upload. Like it was not professional at all. People just upload videos from their room. But now it's like there's so much information everywhere.
Yeah. I do think it is a lot different. I mean, even like, all right, so we just took a trip to Washington. I got to see my family. Someone that I got to see is my niece who is 9 years old, and just like listening to her speak, she is so much more adult than like I was at nine, and I thought really that true. I was mature at nine, and yeah. like she just like she's going as Deadpool for Halloween this year, which is like why how does a 9 year old know Deadpool, but like she does because there's just access to all sorts of media everywhere, yeah. and like she speaks in memes like we speak in memes.
Mm-hmm.
Like TikToks that she's seen, and yeah, it's just like a
not only that, her sense of humor.
Yes.
Her sense of humor, her information of sense of humor is like, I thought she was like middle school, high school, like freshman high school or something. Like it was just, she's just very aware.
Yeah.
Do you think that she is an outlier or the norm?
I think that, I don't think she gets more screen time than the average kid.
Because I just was watching a bunch of random TikToks on like 7th, 8th grade teachers. And they were showing their spelling bee results. And people, like, can't spell, basically. Mm. 7th graders cannot spell, like, promise, connection. Really, like, generally simple words you would know
yeah.
by 7th, 8th grade. I don't know.
Oh, autocorrect. Well, is...
That's because... Yeah,
I got yeah, autocorrect.
No, it's just autocorrect. That's all it's saying.
Yeah, for me, it's, like, something that... when I was, like, learning coding, for example, and, like, this is similar, is just, like, if I have access to, like, look something up, I don't ever need to like really learn it because I like can just, I have the tool now. Like I don't have to ever learn like quick math because I just have a calculator.
Yeah.
So it's like why I'd rather like learn something else type of thing. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, they will lose like other like basic functions that we have.
Yeah.
But they kind of like, it's like a trade-off. They get something else mm-hmm. somewhere else. But
their fundamentals are weak, but their intermediate and advanced stuff is insane.
Exactly. Yeah. Playing gaming terms. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. They'll never make it past the tutorial, but they'll do great in ring.
Yes, that'd be insane.
How Sydney brought up, oh, no, go ahead.
I think we were going to say the same thing.
Where I was going to say, well, Sydney brought up the Seattle trip. So yes. Tell me more about the Seattle trip.
Yeah.
I was in Seattle. So we went to Seattle and then we met Sydney's friends. We met Jody's friends. They seem like a lot more like normal than my friends. Like your guys' friends seem like friends I would see on like TV. And like that's what I thought high school was gonna be like.
Yeah.
My high school experience was super different. I grew up in Silicon Valley. It was like super techie. It felt like everyone was more like carbon copy. But a lot of your guys' friends kind of seem like they were people that I would like see in like Friends the show. But not as like, well, yeah, kind of like Friends the show. Like they're very like funny. They have like their own like quirky energy. Like they you can tell like they have their life. Like they're super different. Like all of your guys' friends are really different from each other. But like they just like work well together. Type thing.
Yeah, this is pre-Friends before they were like 30. They're like in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
Like this is
yeah.
the
Yeah. It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Just playing cards in the rain, going to board game shops.
Mini golf.
Mini golf. Jody loved that.
Yeah.
Jody loves mini golf.
You should take her more often.
For the record, I do not like mini golf. But I like so the vibes. Bad. I just don't like this game. Not without doxing, did you guys, seeing me in Sydney, like in our hometown, is it the hometown that you expected, like when you imagined me in Sydney's hometown? Does it look like that? Because Sydney and I went home and we were like, oh my God, we are small town girls. We didn't really realize how small town we were.
And I did not.
Came to the big city.
I expected a little bit more city. But I think I was just like imagining my area. Like my hometown feels like a little small town, but like there's like still some city stuff.
Hmm.
But yours just feels like farmer hangout.
Yeah, we got one store.
Yeah, one store.
Well, I think yours is even smaller than mine.
Oh, yeah. Mine is way smaller than yours.
Taco time.
Which we didn't have, which is devastating.
I was promised taco time.
Like, I think if I had to pick one between us having dicks and us having taco time, we should have had taco time.
I agree.
True. I'm with you. Dicks is good, but like...
I think dicks is pretty good.
It is good, but like taco time is just...
Taco time is different.
We'll just got to go back.
It's different.
We go back. We go back to Washington. I love the weather in Washington, though.
Mm.
Very nice. I would say being able to meet your family and also Jody's family is just like, it's just so cool to see the perspective or like the upbringing. I don't know. Just like seeing the similarities is just like funny.
Yeah. The similarities are cool.
It's just so funny to me.
Do you think I'm similar to my family?
To your dad? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. To be fair, I do think I'm the most similar to my dad. I guess my first thought was my sister. And I was like, me and my sister are nothing alike.
I wouldn't say you two are alike.
But I like also the polar opposite of sisters. Like, she's just talking to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, there's a random dude. Can I pet your dog? He's like, yeah. And then it's like talking about the dog.
Wait, that was my favorite thing about Seattle. Everyone is like talkative and not like in an annoying way, but everyone's talkative and like, we cross paths and it could be a truck driver. It could be like someone at a store. They'll like compliment you or something. And then you just like say like, oh, thank you. And you have like a small chit chat and then you're done.
Yeah.
But I like that. Everyone's like super friendly.
It's the beauty of life, man. I would say somebody asked me like, what's the biggest cultural difference between Washington and California? And my answer was the same. I was like, people are generally really friendly in Washington, except for that one coffee shop worker that we don't ever talk about anymore.
Yeah.
I framed Jody that, to be fair. But like, it was a joke. It was a joke. And then she joined in, like she didn't get the joke. And then like, it went all.
I'm at the cash register. I come over and you guys are leaving. Like, let's get out of here. What happened?
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. Go ahead.
I'll go first and then Jody will continue. Cause I
wait,
left.
Can I go first?
Okay. Yeah.
So I walk, we go to this coffee shop. We go in, there's this nice lady with pink hair that's taking our order. And she is being so kind to me. Like she's like, oh my God, like cute bag, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I love your hair. And chatting, like Seattle, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I had a good day. We went to the farmer's market, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, nice. I had to get my coffee and I leave. And then
I come, I'm second in line. I order my coffee or whatever. I pay for it and I'm signing for my credit card. And then Jody looks over and she like jokingly says like, I'm gonna steal your signature. And then I turn to her and say, oh my God, she's gonna steal something. And then I like kind of get my call. I don't even know that I'm not even trying to say it to like frame her. I'm just like saying it just to Jody as a joke. Like no one else is like really supposed to hear it, but I just talk loud. Get my coffee and I like go over to this table. I will have to continue, but now Jody goes.
Yeah, the bit is basically, Sean, I'm going to steal your signature, and Sean's like, don't do that, don't steal my signature, and we're like giggling, we're laughing.
Yeah.
I get up to the cash register, and I haven't seen anyone else's interaction. I go like, oh my God, I love your hair. It's really beautiful, pink, vibrant. Yeah. And she's like, thanks, are you distracting me to steal something? And I go, what? I was like, huh? Oh, just his signature. And I just, she was mad at me. And I didn't know what to do other than just be like, no, I'm not stealing anything. It was a joke between friends. And then I grabbed my coffee and we had to go. I had to leave. Also, they were really mad at us because we wanted to put the tables together and someone said it was fine. And then one of the coworkers was like, that's not fine. So we left. It was a really terrible experience.
But oh, she was so passive aggressive.
Yeah, that part super pissed me off.
So I came back and I asked the girl with pink hair. I'm like, oh, hey, like we need a table that fits like a good amount of us, like eight. So there's this table that kind of blocks the bathroom. I'm like, hey, can I move this table? And she's like, yeah, you can move it, but don't block the bathroom. I'm like, okay, well, my mom, like, it's already blocking the bathroom. So like, I'm going to move it slightly. And then as I'm moving it, this other girl who works there comes over and she's super mad at us. She's like, don't move the table. I'm like, okay, if I just asked if I can move the table? And she's like, if the table could have moved back to where you're trying to move it, we would have done it. And I'm like, guys,
I was ready to throw my coffee.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we had to go. We had
vibes are off.
I stole something. We tried to move the table.
And then we saw the troll.
Then we saw the Seattle troll.
We did indeed. We did see the troll.
So sick.
It was way bigger than I thought it would be.
Before we go to the troll, it was just funny because I was last in line. I'm like kind of smiling. Like, oh, it's such a great time. Love the weather tonight. I look over. You guys are sitting at the table, like laughing and moving the table. And then I'm like, I grab my coffee and look over and you guys are gone. I'm like, where did they go? And I look outside and like people seem a little tilted, a little flustered. I go outside, like, what happened? And like, let's go. We bounce. Fuck this coffee shop. I'm like, whoa, I hate this coffee shop. Let's go.
Yeah.
Who are we fighting?
Yeah.
But to be fair, everyone else that I ever have interacted with in Washington is super nice, especially if it's a sunny day. Everyone's like, wow.
Which is funny because we have, I mean, within Seattle, there's this thing called the Seattle Freeze where it's like, people are not nice. So that's like the general reputation of Seattle.
How long is Seattle Freeze?
It's a constant.
Oh. It's a concept.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, it's we literally have a name for it. So like Southern hospitality, but the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. In the same way that people are like, oh my God, it rains all the time in Seattle. I'm like, I mean, not really, but yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I think that compared to here.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
People are way nicer and way more talkative. I think if you just like struck up a conversation with someone in like a grocery store here, they would be like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
But I think in Seattle, it's like socially acceptable. But then if you come from other places, I think that that like sense of hospitality kicks in. Like when my sister, so you saw my sister chatting with random people, right?
Wait, so I'm pretending I'm from Seattle when I go, or I'm just like, oh, I'm from San Jose.
What?
To get hospitality from people in Seattle.
Oh, no.
They like it if I'm from there, or they like it if I'm not from there.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
it doesn't matter where you're from.
It's a perk.
Okay.
I'm like comparing it to different parts of the U.S.
Because
I've also spent a lot of time on the East Coast where people are not very nice, but also like in the South or the Midwest because I have family there. And now I've gone with my sister and you see her. She talks a lot. Mm. When we go to places like that, she's like made a new best friend. So I think Seattle is like the middle. And then there's like the Southern mm-hmm. and like Midwest hospitality. And then there's LA. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make friends, go to Seattle as well. Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised how like friendly everyone was.
Yeah. Everyone keeps to themselves here in LA. It feels like
there could be people, yeah.
There could be like friendly people, but like, I just feel like they keep to themselves. And if you do approach someone, I would say I'm also on guard here too.
Yeah.
Unless like, it's a coffee shop or like it is the right socially acceptable place. But like, yeah, if I'm on the street, I'm like, what do you want?
I think there's a decent chance if you talk to someone in LA, though, they're like annoyed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like,
I'll just shut up. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
I think it's easier to make friends in Seattle. I think it's probably easier to date in Seattle. Like, I literally think everything in comparison to all social aspects of living in LA is just a lot easier.
Oh, unless it's Cap Hill, I will never stay there. Oh my God. That sleep.
Wait, that was sick, though.
Until it wasn't. Ruined my Cap Hill experience. Like, oh my God. And the fact that I'm explaining, I'm like, okay, so context. Our last night in Washington, we're staying in Cap Hill, which is apparently the equivalent to downtown LA. Our last night there, I get a tummy ache. I can't sleep. It's now 4 a.m. I then wake up at 6 a.m. to a garbage truck outside our door. I'm like, okay, that sucks. I'm just going to take the AC out, close the window. And then 9 in the morning, I wake up to slamming on our glass to the ringing of a doorbell.
Spam ringing.
Spam like 5 times to hearing a yell like, damn it, and then leaving. And I'm like opening the window and I see a guy just speed walking like just away to the next house and doing the same thing to their window. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm glad you checked. I was terrified. I thought I woke up late and that's our landlord telling us to get out of the house. I'm like, I gotta call him, like, dude, it's like 7.
Yeah.
Our checkout's in like 4 hours, dude.
So I look at the phone. I was like, oh, it's 9. There's no way that's a landlord. That's some crazy person. And then I freak out and I go and run downstairs to make sure like you're chilling.
Yeah, because I was scared, but I was just like, I couldn't even fathom as a homeless person. I had like no idea what that could possibly be because I've never experienced anything like that.
Also, more context: Sean was sleeping in the living room, which is next to the glass door,
right next to the front
right
door,
right next to it.
I just thought it was really funny when we go to my dad's house and you're telling him the story, and like immediately he's like, "Yeah, that's Cap Hill."
I've said it to like three people that are like, "Cap Hill."
Yeah, it is Cap Hill.
I'm like, so what?
I used to live there. Okay. Like, I lived in Capitol Hill, and the shit that I have seen and experienced and just like all of it is such a mess. One time, okay, so there were really bad riots in Capitol Hill. So I'm living there during the riots. I don't go because I don't really feel safe at those kind of things, obviously.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah. The tear gas from the riots is so bad that I have all of my windows sealed shut with like towels on them, and it's still seeping through. Like, I'm in my apartment basically crying like I've cut onions. I'm like, Capitol Hill.
Capitol.
Like, this place is crazy.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Everyone had the same smirk and like shake.
Yes.
Yeah. Capitol, that's a classic.
Would you say the rent is cheaper than in Capitol Hill?
No. It's pricey. I mean, Seattle Bellevue, like city life is now getting really expensive.
Yeah.
That makes sense if it's like supposed to be the downtown LA and like everything. I'm assuming everything is just around.
Yeah. Capitol Hill is just like a nice area to be if you're like young and you want to go out. Mm-hmm. It's like a pretty good. There's also like a lot of schools, like colleges and stuff around there. Got it. So and Capitol Hill has nicer parts and like less nice parts too. So,
well, your guys' downtown was super nice. Like, it was completely remodeled recently.
Yes.
It's like
that hot. South Lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was different. That was crazy even for me to see.
Like, if you guys went to downtown San Jose, you guys would be like, Sean, what is this? It doesn't But it's weird because there's like not a lot of buildings, but there are some skyscrapers, and then there's just like not a lot of people.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, most people just work at like the tech companies, like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, like all of their buildings there. And then like, that's it. But it's not really in downtown. So there's not really anything in downtown. We just have Winchester Mystery House, which Sydney's surprisingly been to.
I've been to it twice.
Have you been? You haven't been to Mystery Spot.
What is Mystery Spot? Okay, what is Mystery Spot?
Please make a trip.
Okay, let's go to Santa Cruz. They have a thing called Mystery Spot. I'll give you a sneak peek. You know, like sometimes you like walk into a room, but it's like slanted, but it looks straight. That's like the vibe you're gonna get at Mystery Spot. John would like it, and then the rest of us would be like, "Damn, we drove so far for this." But it's kind of cool. It's like kind of cool, but not really.
I like Santa Cruz, so I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
You think I'll like it? I'm down.
Yeah, you will like it. Hell yeah. Because I think I will slightly like it.
Do we get to meet your family?
Yeah, you meet my family. Cool.
That's what I was saying is, like, we've done Jody's family. We got to meet my family. Now we all need to go crash someone's house for Thanksgiving.
You guys can crash my house.
Wait, let's go to John's. It'll be fun.
We have open door policy.
Yeah, I never go home for Thanksgiving. So if we can go spend Thanksgiving at your place, that sounds nice.
My parents are, it'll be easy family.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, we should do it.
Be warned, my dad is he's retired now, and he has more dad jokes than I've just never heard him say this many. He's texting me them for like,
I did see.
Yeah, his emoji use is crazy.
He's learning emojis now. His last joke sent to me is, what's worse than waking up with a penis drawn in your face? Oh, wait, what is worse than waking up with a penis drawn on your face, finding out that it's traced, thinking emoji. Why?
That's pretty good.
Why do walruses love a Tupperware party? They're always on the lookout for a tight seal. Seal emoji.
Hey! I feel like your dad looks through the emojis. He's like, banana emoji. I'm gonna go find emoji. And he sends it, banana emoji.
I just keep sending them. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
Infinite content, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so I've met your family. I think I've met everybody's family except for, we've all met each other's family, but Broden.
That man just is an enigma. I don't think Broden has a family. I think he's
spawned. I think he was made in a lab.
We met his sister. But we don't know if it's his sister.
We don't know if it's a sister.
He hired her.
That's a paid actor.
When I first met her, we walked out of a bar in London and I'm the first one out. A girl comes up to me and says, "Hey, I don't normally do this. Is Broden in there?" And I said, "Oh, yeah," assuming it's a viewer. She wants to take a photo. She's hired.
She's a hired actor.
Actor.
Anyways, Broden comes out. They hug. Hey, I'm like, wait a damn second.
Well, we met his other sister in New York, too.
I wasn't there.
Okay. So I've met two of his sisters.
Have you, though?
How many sisters do you have?
Two.
Two.
Okay.
Is he a brother?
No.
No. He just has two sisters.
Two sisters. But we've never met like his parents.
At
or
least his story is straight. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something's
yeah.
I don't know though.
Yeah.
Roland's the type of person that like wouldn't mess up the plot though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's very organized.
Yeah. Yeah. Except his sleep schedule. But other than that, solid.
Actually, though.
No. Solid.
All right. Thanksgiving at John's.
Thanksgiving.
Speaking of holidays, Halloween. I see that there's a Halloween topic party. I'm going to segue into that.
Yeah, Halloween.
Halloween party, guys.
Oh. Yeah. I hate hosting parties. There's like actually nothing that gives me, well, there are a lot of things that give me more anxiety, but hosting is one of the things that gives me giga major anxiety. And I'm very stressed about it, but I'm trying to be like, oh, it's not my job.
If the party sucks, it's Sydney's fault.
Yeah, I would say that Sydney like, loves partying, and she's like, oh my God, I love partying. So if she doesn't like help us with our party, that's
like crazy. She planned it. I'm actually just the hype man, and I just get people to jump in the pool. That's my job.
And I'm just to like be there and take shots.
Nice. Yeah. We need those. Yeah. We need
I'm
those.
Gonna like people will be ushered in. I'll be like, hey man, you want a shot? That's my job.
Yeah.
I will say we've had a lot of frat people, like friends that were in frats. Like Broden has looked at a room. I'm like, how many pizzas do you think we need here? And I'm thinking in my head, like three. He's like, five. And then make one of them like a special. Like he just like, he has the eye. He can just look at a room and like know how many bottles of alcohol is needed. How many cups.
Went to college.
Yeah, like he can spot it. He's like, we need more lights there. I'm like, I'm on it. I'm hired.
I think, yeah. So context, OTP's throwing a Halloween party. And it's going to be a banger because all the parties haven't been bangers. Just yet, but they're gonna be a banger now. Starting
are we,
now.
Are we having a video game corner?
John.
Sorry.
Wait, that's we, after the party. Like we have an after party at our house. No, like in the basement. We
hear
go
me
down.
Out. Shrek CRT Smash Melee setup.
Oh yeah, people are gonna like that. But I'm gonna get everyone in the pool first. I'm not gonna be satisfied until every single person. I hate every party we go to. No one's in the pool.
Yeah. Okay. But I'll have the pool. Operations.
100 degrees. Won't
usher
be cold.
People in, take shot.
Okay.
Once drunk, jump in pool. Yep. Once dry, smash tournament.
I will cool. say, every party we have gone to, they don't announce that they have a pool. Or at least, unless it was like the 100 Thieves thing.
Can we call it the Halloween pool party bash?
No, because everyone's going to come in
drunk. Yeah, they're going to bring like swimsuits and stuff because they think they're supposed to get in the pool. I say we just leave the back door open and people can beep, 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 beep.
Pool party graves would be a sick Halloween costume for that, though.
We need to order a plethora of towels. That's right.
True.
I didn't use a lot. I used plethora to indicate we need a lot.
Yeah. Well, hope it's a good party. Like, comment, subscribe for your chance to be invited.
Oh.
I like that.
One lucky commenter gets invited to the OTV party. I do like that.
I do like that.
I got insta-leak everything. Post it on the OG
Or
Twitter.
If you're from Seattle, I like you, you know? Like, comment, subscribe. And say you're from Seattle. I'm not going to know.
Oh my gosh. No, look.
We missed Sean topics.
What are Sean topics?
I don't know. I've been told there is a separate set of topics that we can get access to on our phones. Written by...
The one and only.
Seanic.
Sean.
Sean O'Hulahan.
Okay, we got semi-excited.
I just saw an ant and I want to put the sour candy in front of it. Do you think it would kill it or it would excite it?
It excite it.
Really?
Part of me thinks that's too much for a tiny little guy.
What adventures are you guys closed-minded to? Let me give you an example.
Okay. Caitlin's so strong.
Deep ocean, going down in a custom submarine, I would say I'm not down to do.
Okay.
But
agreed.
I would be down to go scuba diving pretty deep down.
I would say mostly everything in water is off limits for me. I literally had a panic attack snorkeling, so I'm just kind of uninterested.
With the ocean.
Yeah.
A river is okay.
Until I get better at swimming, yeah, probably not.
Sean, she said water. The river is water.
Yeah. But like, I would white water raft.
Do you hear
Girl,
that?
I've done that
what?
Before.
Do you hear what she's saying?
And it's fun. Wait,
no, she's contradicting what she's saying because I know she's going to come
I don't want to be like purposefully submerged? Underwater with gear on. The thing that gave me a panic attack while I was snorkeling was the fact that I had something like I got claustrophobic in the mask.
But you're not afraid of like Meg.
The megalodon?
Yeah. Like did if you we're just... like we're rafting.
They're close like that.
Like yeah. We're rafting.
I get you.
First we're name rafting basis with and the then Meg.
We just see Meg under us. I'm like, oh, we're dead.
No, I honestly am not afraid of Meg, especially in a river.
And you're not afraid of like the Loch Ness monster.
No, but also especially not in a river. But okay. Like I like water, like I love water. Like I love wakeboarding or wake surfing. Very fun.
See,
I love.
So she's not closed minded to water. She's closed minded to death.
Underwater.
Now that she specified, I understand.
Yeah. Yes, underwater with gear is a.
So Sean, okay. you're afraid of the Meg. You're scared of the what's Meg? In the ocean.
I'm only afraid of Meg.
Water.
Okay.
Only got Meg.
It. Meg off limits. What
if
about
there's no
space?
Meg,
would
Meg
you guys,
could be in space too.
Would you guys
I've
do
seen, like, movie where like space sharks and they just like okay. attack you and like you're
of course
floating
you've
in
seen
space.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Would you guys do bungee jumping?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I need would... to, as long as I see someone go first, like even skydiving or even you eating the magical fruit. Like if someone does it before me, and I'm like,
I'll go. I would rather skydive than bungee jump.
Yes, same. I am the same. I actually okay. don't think I want to bungee jump, but. You could convince me to skydive.
Skydiving, yeah. though? I've done skydiving. I thought it was whatever. Bungee jumping,
that's
though?
What I've
heard. It looks terrifying. Well, it's because skydiving, the problem with it is 95% of the time, you have your parachute out. And you're just like floating with your parachute.
Down,
and you're
yeah.
like,
you know what we should
do? You like
do?
Small talk?
But it is safe. I hate that. See, so small talk, I'd rather fight the Meg than small talk with a guy for like 30 minutes on a descent down with a parachute. Because so, it's like, no, hey.
Mine, I guess it wasn't so bad because I was overcoming the fear of like, I don't want to do this. Or like, it's my whole body's like, don't go in the plane.
Mm.
And then like, my whole body trying to like not jump out of the plane, but I'm like forcing him, like, let's just go. We just go out, let's just hop. It's going to be over soon. But like, my whole body's like trying to like bite it.
Yeah.
And then as I jumped, my body's like, idiot, what are you doing? Why are we flying right now? Like,
wait, you've done it?
Yeah.
The jump is fun though.
I did not know you'd done it.
I did it for Timmy's birthday.
Oh, that's right. You woke up at like 6 a.m. And yeah, then you tried to go this. Like three times and it didn't work. And then eventually.
Yeah. I've gone twice. First one was for his Red Bull announcement. He was supposed to do it for like, he did it for his Apex. It was like he's dropping an Apex and they have like the smoke grenades behind him. So like that's his trail.
That's so sick.
That is sick.
That's so sick.
But I went and we couldn't do it. They're like too cloudy. But this guy, there's this one guy that has so much experience that he could do it. He can go through the clouds. Mm. For Timmy, so they at least get the shot on that day. And then second time we go, it was about like we weren't gonna go again. They're like cloudy again, like out of nowhere. It's like clear skies the whole time, wave of clouds out of nowhere, and then if they can't see the landing, you're not allowed to go through it. It's just not safe. Yeah. But randomly out of nowhere, a hole of cloud just opened up. Like they were telling us 90% chance you don't go today. Yeah. And like, well, wait, we're already here. It's our second time. His family flew out and then it just happened. Yeah. Bungee jumping, hell no, though.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to try bungee jumping so bad.
I think like the whiplash when you get to the bottom sounds fucking awful. Yeah. And like if your cord snaps, which I have seen videos of, it's like.
You guys wouldn't save me?
No.
You guys wouldn't grab
me? I'm just
the cord
that selfish
so.
That I.
No.
You guys are so selfish. Like, oh my God.
But the thing for me, I think as well, like I wouldn't want to do it. Hanging upside down sounds terrible. Like I've tried that like spine stretching thing and I hung upside down for 5 seconds. I was like, I can't, my head hurts already.
Yeah.
Sean, what was that thing that we watched a YouTube video on that I was like, I'm going to devote my life to this? It's not like paragliding or parasailing, but it's one of those things.
Is it an ocean? It's a
no,
water
we thing. Just, you just fly.
Oh, wait, it's not the squirrel suit thing?
Not the squirrel suit. I'm basically...
Like this thing?
Yes.
What oh, I, you put it's your like Wright Brothers
hang gliding.
Thing.
Yeah, hang gliding.
That. I think it's like, rather than going, I don't know, jump out of a plane or bungee jumping, we should do that. Because I feel like that's what you want. You want to like be, have the experience of flying, soaring, and you know, the adrenaline of that. But it also like lasts a long time.
There are places where you can do that, where you like jump off of a hill. And then you're flying, but then eventually, like not very far up, you're not really in danger because you're now over a beach.
Mm.
And so if you fall, you'll just like go in sand or you just hit the water and then you're fine.
I've seen it so many times at the beach. When we took the trip to San Diego and we like did that hike that was really sketchy. I don't remember if you were
John
there.
Was, I
yeah.
was hearing about
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Wait, where that mom almost fell into the
pool?
Oh my
death.
God.
Yes.
I forgot about the hike.
Yeah, that was sketch as fuck. there were hang gliders there. It was pretty cool.
I want to hang glide very.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them. They're at the safer route.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That we're like, oh no, let's go on the left side.
Yeah, that was not good.
We did a hike in San Diego, and it was labeled as beginner friendly. Was that what it was? It was like
multiple trails, and like one was harder and one was less hard, but we don't really know.
Oh.
And we just went, and then it literally had us like hiking through the jungle. Like you have to jump across rocks that are just like suspended in the air, and if you don't make it, like there's just rocks 30 feet down that you will just die. And this woman got stuck like scaling one of the rocks and started freaking out. And we were all stuck behind her because we couldn't go forward.
Yeah.
If she didn't go forward, she's like freaking out on this rock. There's like, if she slips, she just fucking dies. It was not good.
It would have been like the worst death ever too.
Yeah.
I think it was also, she went to take a step and it slipped. And that's where she's like, I'm not moving. And then that freaked everyone else out behind me.
Well, it also blocked us. So it was more dangerous for us to pass her because she's blocking like the safe route.
Yes.
But like, I can't get her to move because she's like, doesn't want to move.
Yeah. So,
like,
she's frozen.
Yeah.
I had to hang back because I'm like, okay, we're stuck behind there. It was to the point where like, I had to get to a high area so they could just grab my hand to like have an anchor and like cross.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, I remember that.
Wait, the troll thing was like her family just left her. Like she came with like her husband and her
kid. Yeah.
And they just like went on. And I'm like, are you here by yourself? And she's like, no, my husband and son like went on. And I'm like, so they're not coming back. Like what? They just left.
They're
just
gonna leave you to die.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
That was fun though. It was bad. That trail was pretty fun, but it was surprisingly dangerous.
Yeah. No, like you. It wasn't like 30 feet, but like the rocks.
You basically just had to go past a part that where the hill is like this, and you're just like on this like sand covered like hill, and you could just slide into like these.
Yeah.
Kind of sharp rocks, like you would get hurt for sure.
I think they were around, but it was just slippery. Like we walked through some rocks and like I was like slipped twice, like just stepping on them.
The fall is far enough though, like deep enough of a fall that you would like break a bone or you would die.
Yeah, you'd like hit your head and die.
You would not be like safe if you fell.
Yeah, that was an experience though.
Good old walks.
Good old hikes. San Diego hike.
Yeah.
Is there anything you two are against in terms of adventure?
It's such an interesting way to.
Like, I'm Meg.
Wait,
I'm going to. Sounds like deep ocean.
While you guys do this, I'm going to pee.
Wait, I'm asking you.
Oh, mine was bungee jumping.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I've been holding in for 30 minutes.
Can I have some more examples?
Like, I would never go to space. I would never do a tightrope over a building. I would never parkour from sure building to building.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't do a lot of things.
Yeah, I agree. There's many things that I wouldn't do.
You wouldn't go to space?
I'd go to space. Do not want to go to space.
But I don't. Yeah, I feel something. Like, I'd go, but what I don't
if
really
you're sponsored
want
to go to space?
Am I, like, just leaving the atmosphere and coming back?
No, you're not, like, the Red Bull thing. You're, like...
I was going to say I would do that, but...
You have to go... I would just say you don't go super far though. Maybe you just go to like a satellite.
The training that it would require is like not worth it.
Zero me. Training. You just go and throw up. you're just like, oh,
and
you
like,
throw up. You wake up, like, oh my God, I'm here.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not really interested.
I would just be so scared. They're like giving me instructions. They're like, okay, Sean, to like make it back now, you have to press all these buttons. I'm like, okay.
Dude, you're not going to be doing that by yourself. You're going to go zero training. They're going to put you in a little spaceship and send you off. This ain't Pikmin.
It's going to be like when they send the animals into space, but they're sending me and like, Sean, sorry, we don't have enough fuel to get you back. I'm like, damn it. Okay.
What other Sharnik questions do you have?
Charn O'Houlihan. Charn. We all need alter ego names.
All
right. Sean's is Charn O'Houlihan.
Where did that come
why
from?
Why? I don't know.
Broden said it to me when we were in Amsterdam.
But why? Yeah. Like,
he was like, Broden turned to me. He's like, Sean, how would you feel if everyone just called you Shern? And I'm like, Shern.
That's where it started.
Like, okay. Wow. He's like, but you need like a last name. Shern O'Houlihan.
Perfect.
And I'm like, okay.
So you're saying that Broden has to name us or that we must name each other?
Well, mine is because Sean is like, is Shern
no way
Irish?
Is that where it comes from?
Sean? No, because it's Irish. It's like an Irish name. It's an Irish name.
So you're saying that we have to have some sort of...
Either... Well, yours probably would be like a... Well, you just have to have a Norwegian name or a Chinese name.
Yodi.
Yogi?
You are not Irish.
Yodi.
No, but my name is Irish.
Oh, Sean. Oh, Sean. I see what you're saying. Sean is
well,
Irish.
Actually, Scottish. Got I've it. Learned. I always thought Sean Connery was Irish, but mm-hmm. I learned he's Scottish.
We should just all be Shern, Jern,
Jern.
Oh, Jern. Jern and Jern would be, me and John would be the same.
I feel like I'm Jorn, million bucks. Jorn,
wait.
Jorn and Jern.
Jorn?
Jodern.
Jern and Jode.
This is Jodern.
Jord. I don't know.
Jern and
Shern, Sir, Jord, Jerd. Ohulahan.
My next topic was, we're becoming party people now, but this is
no, after. We're not. None no, of you are not. Going tonight.
No, we're not. Or no, I'm not.
I drank a whole bottle of wine a few days ago.
All right,
I would say I'm a party person.
I am a party person, but specifically only to meet new people.
Okay.
So when it's like to not meet new people, I'm not really interested.
The first question under this is, what at a party makes you go, oh, it's going to be lit? So for me, it's not like music. It's kind of like...
What is it for you?
There's a pool. That people jump in.
Okay. Anyone jumps in the pool, lit. But that's not the thing. Something that I really like at parties, but like it's not very common, is just like board games. Like I like drunk board games, or like drunk, like we're doing like some kind of task.
I wouldn't say that's a challenge. I would say that's a party though. That's a kickback. That feels like a kickback, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a party to me.
Okay, so Sean doesn't like to party.
I like
a task.
Animal
though.
Party. Party animals.
That is true. That is a party.
Yeah, that is a party. It's in the name.
Party with a task.
That's just a kickback.
Jumping
because
in a pool.
At a party,
it's a task.
It's too loud. The music is too loud.
I hate
People
that.
Are talking too loud.
I hate that.
Okay, so Sean hates partying.
I don't like, what's the point? Like, don't blare music into me. I'm like, I want to talk to people. But in like a, let's get drunk, jump in the pool and talk.
You're a kickback kind of guy. That's okay.
I'm a kickbacker?
Yeah,
you're that a kickbacker.
Sounds like a football position. I'm the kickbacker of the group.
I would say yeah. I too love kickbacks. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But I also love to party. Both are fun. But I feel you on the kickbacks.
Mm. Yeah. Mine's like running waves. Like, I'll have the energy or the battery to go. For kickbacks, I feel like it's also a battery thing. I'm like, if I go to this, I'm going to be like isolating tomorrow type thing. And I try to like weigh that out. I also feel like I've just traveled so much this year. I'm just like done.
I would say I'm pretty burnt out from travel.
I feel similar. Wait, speaking of traveling, Korea. Worlds.
I'm on fire right now.
I'm also like, on fire.
I'm burnt out.
I am. I was talking to Sydney about this, like how she's a traveler. And I was like, oh, I consider myself a traveler. But Sydney is a traveler through and through. Like this
You're
girl
going?
Could, every month,
Hell
could be
yeah.
somewhere else.
If people are going,
it's like, I'm a picky eater, but she's really the
yeah.
picky eater.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I You're love traveling. Traveling.
Yeah.
I remember like very early on in our friendship, I asked you something like, where would you travel if like you could go anywhere? And you were like, nowhere. And I was like, oh, so like, you don't really like to travel? And you're like, no. Like, there's nowhere you want to go.
This
no.
is John.
Okay, so
this is John. Yeah,
before,
but this was before we'd gone anywhere.
Yes. So
this is a Central Cali mindset.
Yeah. Remember how we met in Virginia?
Yeah. So I met John in Virginia in person.
That was the first time I've ever flown in my life. I was ever in a plane. I always did road trips, like to like Nevada, Oregon, New Mexico. Never flew. So like, I just never traveled. I'm like, oh, I'd rather. I'm just like gonna stay home and.
I would say flying there though didn't inspire me to travel.
No, yeah. So
I like
landed.
I'm like, wow.
I say flew. Like after seeing videos like Japan, I was like, okay, I'm done to see that. The only like I remember saying, I remember telling you, yeah, like if I did go anywhere, it'd be Korea to play more League. Like
yeah,
I was like,
I was
League
like,
solo queue
oh,
in Korea.
This guy's different.
Yeah.
That was my only interest at the time, but now like I'm down. Like I'm gonna go to Italy.
Yeah.
Italy's dope. Just protect your bags. But
I don't know if I could go to Italy this year. Like just the thought of 12-hour flight right now, or like honestly anything over like 3 hours just sounds daunting.
Mm. See, flights are nothing to me. I sleep or like I watch a couple movies and then I'm somewhere else.
This man says it's daunting to him, but he sleeps the whole damn time. Like I'm the one that's up
John's
reading,
just
watching a movie, and he's on the side
I'm
next
so
to me
bored.
Like okay,
John's probably just on the airplane having nightmares like
I think it's the packing for me, like the packing, the
I
setup
agree.
To
I
travel
agree. I completely agree.
I hate the airport. I don't like packing. I don't like I
I hate unpacking the most, probably.
Same. Mm.
Yeah, I'm still not unpacked.
Same.
I just like dread doing that.
Like,
task.
I like being there. I hate everything leading up to it. All the logistics, packing, unpacking. I'm so with you guys.
Every time I travel, I think my flow is also thrown off. Like, mm-hmm. I have to like reset and like find the flow again. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
My setup's back to normal.
Yeah, the biggest thing is like, you know, we always like get in like a pretty good rhythm of working out, and then mm-hmm. we travel somewhere and it's ruined.
Yeah.
It's ruined. And I'm like, oh, the cruise has a gym. I'm a gym every day on the cruise. Like, I have plenty of time. I'm not. Just waking up to Disney songs. I'm eating all the time.
Yeah.
Forced dinner.
Forced dinner.
You already paid. Eat it.
Show up. I'm like, okay, Mickey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I want to travel like once every 3 months. I'd be happy to do that. And like, I think we just travel so much for work. And then we have travel like for home things. Like, we basically travel every month. I'm like, ooh, this is hard. It's hard for me to balance.
I'm a once every like 6 months kind of traveler.
I was thinking it was once every 6 months, but have we traveled like once every month or every other month?
It's been about that, yeah.
It's been what?
Maybe I'm like a 4 month kind of gal.
But I don't consider traveling to Seattle like traveling.
No.
I think traveling is like I'm going to like Europe or like yeah. Japan or Asia.
That
is
true. We have just gone to Europe, Japan, Seattle.
Korea.
Like, Seattle just felt like I'm visiting my parents. Like, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that's the difference, too, though. Like, I didn't go to Japan and Korea. So, I think, like, the idea of me going to Korea doesn't, like, burn me out. But I can totally understand why you guys are like, bro, I was just there. And then I had 2 weeks with Mickey Mouse. Yeah. And, like, holy fuck, can I have a break?
Yeah.
So.
An angry homeless man at our house or angry drug man.
Yeah.
But I will be bummed because I will miss NewJeans.
Yeah. Well, that's rumored.
Supposedly. Wait, but I'm pretty sure it's like they put out a...
That they're performing? Or that they're doing a song?
Well, I'm assuming they're performing.
I think NewJeans are real ones. I think they'll perform.
Yeah,
I think they're
not just going to
make a song, you know? Yeah. They're new, they're not old.
They're NewJeans, yeah. Well, maybe we'll be there. Maybe we won't.
I think you'll go.
Well, I'm going to go. Yeah. Sorry, when I said we, I meant like you guys. Yeah.
That felt like so much pressure.
I know you're not going, Sean. It's okay.
Oh, thank God. Okay, the pressure's...
Wait, I don't know.
What? What was that?
You guys, I never know what's gonna happen.
I'm a game day decision maker. It really depends. I hate planning ahead. I'm just like I'm a spontaneous. It feels how I feel in the day, and it's unfortunate because life doesn't operate like that.
Yeah.
It is true. It'll be like sometimes 2 weeks away. I'm like, I could do it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Really,
but
unfortunate.
This one, I don't think. I'll
I don't
be
think
like
that's
that.
Yeah. This I also one, don't think that one's an option.
I'm gonna keep it real.
What?
Not going.
I never thought that you were.
Yeah, but to be
it
fair,
it never crossed my mind that you would be going.
Sydney thought I wasn't going to go to Coachella, though.
No one thought you were going to go to Coachella.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
you hate music.
Yeah, I do hate music.
You hate like everything about Coachella. So crowds.
Anytime I see you at a festival, I'm like, what happened? Who talked you into this?
Why are you here?
All my high school friends are like,
we do make good memories.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's always a good time.
Yeah.
But every time you are there, I'm like, who talked you into it?
I promised that I would go to Coachella if I hit Immortal in Valorant, and I did.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to break the promise.
I didn't know that. Makes sense.
It was like bittersweet when I hit it. I'm like, was it worth it? Going to Coachella.
Oh, God. I'm so excited about my new PC. I was just thinking about it. Something about technology, new tech, when I get it, when I acquire it, and I just mess with it, and I'm playing with it. Learning about it, I don't know, just like scratches my brain.
Yeah, it is fun. It's like adult Legos.
Yeah,
it's how I've always felt about building PCs. Just put that in there and hope you don't put the goop in the wrong spot, which I definitely did the first time I built a PC.
I actually didn't know you built a PC.
Yeah, I've built two PCs.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. But I mean, I just like watch a YouTube video and they're like, yeah, plug that in there. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wait, that still counts.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like, I just don't think it's that hard.
Oh.
Mm.
It's like whether or not you want to do it type of thing.
Mm.
Mm. And also, like, I think it's hard if you like do water cooling and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, I'm just going to put this on. And go,
yeah, I got a water cooling and that scares me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, no, that sounds really scary.
The scary thing to me is the little pins. Like, like they are so narrow. If you bend any of them, it like ruins everything. I'm like, too much pressure. And then John's like with me. He's like, no, you can push harder. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like operation.
Yeah.
But it's also like, because I got a 4090 as a gift from Chris, and then I'm like, I'm like putting it in, and then like it doesn't fit in my case. So I have to like, okay, I have to get a new case. And it's like, oh, it's not compatible with your GPU. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like I'm like installing like a new heart into a person, but this heart is like not synergistic with the rest of the body. I'm like, it's a lot, man.
It is crazy how big that graphics card is.
It's huge.
There's an anchor that you have to install in the PC because it's so heavy that it slants.
Yeah.
And you have to put an anchor so the weight is distributed evenly. That is wild to me.
Well, there's also a small TV on it. I'm like, dude, just take this out. Like, I don't, what, am I going to like play games and look at my inside my PC? Like, dang, look at that screen in there. I'm like, no, I'm never looking at my PC.
People, Battle Station Threads love that. Because you can put your own custom image. You can put a Sonic on it.
I could. But even if I have a Sonic, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to be
I'm the same.
My PC just sits under my desk. Like, I remember wanting like a really cute aesthetic PC, but it's like covered in random cords because they're not like completely organized. And then I just shove it as far back as I can. So it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think if I was like a PC on desk kind of girl, then I could understand having a cute image.
I used to do that, but just to save like room under my desk. But then it takes up so much room on
your desk.
I'm just like, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
It's because I didn't want it to collect like dust from the ground.
Yeah.
Well, I was excited for you guys to get new PCs, so then we could all play Apex together on the highest settings, but...
Oh! That reminds me, you guys hear about the 540Hz monitor?
What?
Oh, the, like, QLED... old.
No, OLED...
Wait, so how high can it go before OLED? It's, like, not...
I don't know.
Like, how high can humans even, like, process that?
I don't know. It's only got the milliseconds, like, the refresh rate, and, like, this is double of the 240, obviously, but, like...
I'm running out of excuses, like when I die in Valorant.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's a 244Hz, but I just have a 160. Like, how am I supposed to compete with that?
So, this one is to be, it said from Optimum Tech that it's like looking at a window. He's like, that's the best way to put it. Because it's just so smooth. But it just freaks me. I'm like, how far are we going to go with all this stuff? We're just always going to one-up it every year. It's $900 as well. Maybe. Which is, and it's a 1920 by 1080, so just wild. But that exists.
It's lots of new stuff, man.
Yeah, new stuff, new tech. Mm-hmm. New companies are coming out with new keyboards. Yeah. The rapid trigger.
Even like internet's getting faster. Like I think they can beat fiber now.
What?
But they just have to figure out like how to do the installation. Like they can make electricity travel faster, but it needs to be in really cold temperatures.
Oh,
but they just have to figure out how to like induce that. But you can get like one ping. Everyone gets one ping, whether East Coast, West Coast.
It is wild. We have zero ping in CS2.
Yeah,
it's a blessing and a curse because every time you solo queue, you are guaranteed. You can have a bingo board for this of like, what are you the? Are you the server?
Yeah. You're in the server.
Are you a dev? How do you have zero? And then just like, bro, how do you have zero ping? Like you just hear nonstop. Like I get it. I have zero ping. I honestly wish I could just edit it like to make it look like I have 20. I just don't care. Yeah. I just want to play the game. But yeah, we have zero ping in CS2.
Speaking of Counter-Strike 2, that was also on my list.
Oh.
What do you guys think?
I like it.
I like it. But I like CSGO. So I figured I would still like this. I think that I just need to take the time to learn how to throw like smokes and flashes and stuff like that. And then I would love the game. But I just haven't taken the time to do that. I know like 4 lineups. That's it.
I'm not going to learn lineups. I'm telling you guys now. I'm going to throw that flashbang in the air. I'm yelling, flashing. I'm swinging through the smoke.
You got the entry then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think everyone needs to learn the lineups. Like, the meta is like people buy smokes and they just drop it on one guy in his corner because that's where he throws the smokes from.
Mm.
And then you just go in. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I'd say I'm not a smokes player.
So I'm just comforted by Timmy because he also feels terrible at this game. So my first game of CS2 when I got in the beta, I was like, I am trash. Like, I can't hit anyone. Like, this game's so hard. And I just kept playing it because I felt like it was like a stubborn thing.
Yeah.
And I ended up liking it because I'm like, I feel the improvement because I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Or like, oh, they move this fast. So I have to hold wider. Like, all the little things that just like allow you to live around. But like, I've been enjoying it. Just like, it feels like a new game to learn.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it. Play more of it.
My follow-up question is, so Counter-Strike took, I think like 10, 15 years. It took a while to make Counter-Strike 2. If you could have any game remade to make like a 2 version of it, what game would you want?
League of Legends 2.
I would also want League of Legends 2.
I'd play the hell out of
but
that.
But I also want World of Warcraft 2.
I was going to say I want World of Warcraft.
I want World of Warcraft, but I love World of Warcraft to death. I've like always loved Blizzard. Mm-hmm. I just think that like they really doubled down with keeping the graphics the same for like 20 years. But like the game is so good. It has like the, I love the story. I love all the characters. The depth is good. Blizzard also puts in the right amount of like jokes, but being serious. So it's like has this good mix of everything. The lore is like amazing. Worlds are beautiful. Like a lot of MMOs, like I actually don't like it when I like go into a city. I'm like, oh, it's kind of feel like it's a nice city, but it's whatever. But in World of Warcraft, like every city, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I just want a visual update. Like, I just want it to be really pretty. Yeah. And I want more cosmetics.
That's fine.
But that would be my changes.
I think Riot MMO will probably deliver that.
I am super excited for that. MMOs like that.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm sold that the dev said if they don't like the project or the game, they are going to scrap it.
Yeah.
I like the fact, just saying that sentence, I'm like, damn. Yeah. If this comes out, there's going to be a banger. Like, I'm just excited for that.
It should be good.
I would choose World of Warcraft 2.
A League 2? I don't even know how that would go.
I think that they just start League over, 15 champions, and then just build from there.
But at what point? Yasuo.
Yasuo's going to be the starter. He's the face. Like, Jett was the face of Valorant. Yasuo is the face of League 2.
What if League is just like, that was an era, we need to move on to Smite 2?
Don't do that to her. She can't handle it.
I'm going to get really excited.
Wait, I actually think if they made Smite 2 and they just had like a really big team and like a great engine.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it'd be great.
Like imagine Dota 2 engine.
Yeah.
On Smite.
Yeah.
That'd be banger.
I think League actually has to remake theirs,
though. They could do third person League.
Nah. Well, that's just
Smite. That's like not what I like about Smite.
Well, Smite, I like the theme of Smite. I like that there's like gods from like Asia, from Europe, from Greek gods to like, you know, they have like all gods, which is cool. Except for the Christian god.
I'm also guy,
which is weird. He would be like, he would fit in Smite, you know.
I'm also glad they didn't take it too seriously. Like the fact that I'm Hebo, but as a surfer, I'm like, this is sick.
Yeah,
their collabs are wild.
Yeah,
you could be Aang.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
It just looks out of place.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys sound so like fun. You really like the game. Maybe we should play it sometime.
The thing is, I like the 3v3 mode or the 5v5 mode, like the Summoner's Rift, whatever it is.
Oh, you like the actual competitive game mode.
He doesn't like our ARAM mode that we all play.
Oh, yeah. I just want an ARAM.
ARAM mode, I'm just...
mode is like...
I can't ARAM in any MOBA.
That's fair.
3v3, the 3v3 is pretty fun, though, I must say.
I don't know that I ever
did It's
that.
Just one lane. There's a jungle camp up here, jungle camp down here. You like kind of team fight for that. And then someone can farm
did
mid.
Did you play Smite by yourself, John? Is that how you know about that mode?
You don't have to answer that. Here, we'll move on to the next question.
Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week? So yeah, I did queue up. I queued up 2 to 3 of those by myself, but I was in a call with Broden. I was telling him about it.
Yeah, sure, man.
He's like,
sure,
yeah, we queue up. And then we were going to the arena mode. I was waiting on you guys to play the arena mode. I was like, oh, I might as well just warm up on Smite, you know, get my aim going.
Right.
Get my aim going in Smite?
I whiff everything. Because like when someone moves to the... left, I like try to throw it at them, but then they move right. I'm like, okay, and I throw it right, and then they move left again. And I get pissed off. I'm like,
one thing I'm worried about when I play Smite is the game like does not seem balanced. Like when I play,
no,
yeah,
it's not.
There's like a dude who like can throw you underground into a portal, and it's like Portal 2 where there's just portals vertically, so you go down underground and you fall from heaven, and then you just throw a skill and you one shot them. I'm like, that doesn't seem balanced, but I'm glad I'm the zero.
Yeah, it's not balanced.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to play Smite tonight, you know, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Are there any Smite tournaments? We should enroll in
that. Wait.
If there's a Smite tournament.
That sounds fun.
One thing I actually want us to do as like a house and just like friends is like, let's pick some super obscure game. Like Among Us is an example, not Among Us. Like kind of like a more competitive game. We pick
Slappy
one
ball.
Like
Slappy Ball.
Like Slappy Ball. Okay, fine. Slappy Ball is an example. But we like practice really hard and we go to a LAN and we record ourselves playing at the LAN.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Pick a game and I'm in.
We'll get matching jerseys.
I why can't we just do Valorant, a game that we're all semi pretty good in already?
So anyways, Slappy Ball.
Because
then we wear volleyball like gear.
Yeah.
We could do that in Valorant, just saying. We could wear volleyball gear.
Volleyball gear playing Valorant? That's weird.
Yeah. People would judge us.
Okay.
They'd be like, those guys go out to get out.
They would not judge us on Slappy Ball.
No, yeah. Slappy Ball is the new wave.
I feel like we show up to a Slappy Ball tournament and there's just 10 people. Just 5 of us and 5 other people. Like, dude, you also play this game? Like, yeah.
I think the game has like...
It's like 50K robot
upvotes.
It's like robot roller disco derby dodgeball.
Yes.
Like if I showed up and I saw like 20 other people, I'm like, oh my god, you guys play this game too?
They would be so insane. Yeah. I feel like that game would be so annoying competitive.
Oh yeah, I think there's like tech that we don't know, but it's fun because I just drift around and like throw the ball. I'm like a little toy.
All right, thank you for watching episode 39 of the Offline TV podcast. I am Sidion. This is
Shaunik.
Sharn.
John.
And who you can't see.
Hey, I'm your host, Quarter J. Join our Patreon to get invited to the Halloween party. Bye.
Don't do that. And Lion's here from Seattle.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Look at the squirrel. Look at him go.
He's doing his thing.
Aww.